Good morning, this is Tom Rowe with the WGXC Morning News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information on anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, newspapers, Twitter feeds, blogs, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Mitigation experts from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, are in Catskill today, Friday, October 14th through Wednesday, October 19th, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Lowe's at 60 Catskill Commons. The mitigation experts will provide information on cleaning mold and mildew, elevating electrical services and appliances, installing sewer backflow valves, removing and replacing drywall and insulation, channeling water away from foundations, repairing with water-resistant materials, and the permitting process required for rebuilding. You can go to FEMA.gov for more information. The Greene County League of Women Voters and WGXC are co-sponsoring candidate forums this election season in Cairo, Coxsackie, and Catskill. Turn out in person or tune in to 90.7 FM to hear local candidates discuss their views on the issues. Come out to the candidate forums to write down a question for the candidates or listen at home live or later to the archived recordings at WGXC.org. The forums administered by the League of Women Voters will be at in Cairo Thursday, November 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Cairo Town Hall. In Coxsackie, Saturday, November 5th, 10 a.m. to noon at the Hermance Memorial Library, and that same day in Catskill, Saturday, November 5th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Catskill Community Center. Candidates should be receiving invitations in the mail, and they can also contact info at wgxc.org. Candidate forums follow the regulations set up by the League of Women Voters, which you can find on the WGXC newsroom. The deadline to register to vote in time for this year's general elections is today, Friday, October 14th. October 14th is also the deadline to change party registration in time for next year's primary elections. The general election this year is Tuesday, November 8th, with many local town contests and countywide races. One can mail in an absentee ballot request by November 1st or ask for one at an election office by November 7th. Absentee ballots need to be postmarked by November 7th and received by November 15th. Today is Friday, October 14th. The National Weather Service predicts rain for today with a high near 69. Friday night showers are also likely, mainly before 2 a.m. with a low around 50. Saturday should be partly sunny with a high near 64, and Sunday also partly sunny with a high near 65. Town meetings today, the Historic Preservation Commission meets in Hudson at 10 a.m. at 520 Warren Street, and the Town Board of Taconic holds a budget workshop for the 2012 budget on October 14th tonight at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall, Route 82. Town Board may also address other issues tonight, too. Sunrise this morning at 7.05 a.m. and the sun sets at 6.19 p.m. The moon sets at 9.33 this morning and comes back up at 7.29 this evening. Birthdays today include Dwight D. Eisenhower, E.E. Cummings, Hannah Arendt, Lamont Young, and Katha Pollitt. And special programming today on WGXC, we'll have excerpts from the Cairo-Durham School Board meeting last night. WGXC volunteer Ann Horst taped at the school board meeting. They talked about the possible turning of Durham Elementary into a charter school and who will be the superintendent of the school in Cairo-Durham. So you'll hear excerpts of that at 9.15 a.m. this morning on WGXC. At 4.15 p.m., Phil Myrick, a Hudson resident and vice president of Project for Public Spaces, calls in the WGXC afternoon show and talks about a Main Street workshop in Philmont on Saturday. And at 5.30 on the WGXC afternoon show, WGXC volunteer programmer Jack Ross Pilkington rounds up area sports news and previews weekend football baseball games. So tune in to 90.7 FM WGXC, your community radio station.